cliffcentral.com. Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.
Salam, jumbo, bonjour, and welcome to the Fashion Lab show. My name is Liz Ogumbo-Regisford, your host, and thank you for tuning in once again. Now, this is where we dissect the business behind fashion. We care about how we can make sure that we develop this industry, just so we can also develop the economy and just make sure that whatever it is we're doing and whatever it is we're building is actually growing, and also making sure that we're smiling to the bank while we're at it. Today is another very special conversation. We're going to be plugging in some really cool guests, and we're talking around African fashion standing out from a grassroots level. Now, joined by Stephen Okoth, obviously is one of our guests who will be joining us. He has been deemed the fashion icon in Kibera, Nairobi, Kenya. For those of you who don't know, Kibera is the biggest urban slum in Africa. Now, we're also joined by PR and strategy warrior Kelebogile Mabunda, who has worked through fashion concepts and brands from grassroots level and beyond. Obviously, our usual suspects are also in the house. We are joined by Edgy Benson with his echoes from New York. Edgy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Liz. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Very good.
And
it's beautiful in New York today.
Yes, it's beautiful. Thank you so much. It's beautiful here too. It's just a bit windy. Actually, someone might say I'm lying. But what are you wearing, and who made your clothes? Let's just start there.
Today, I'm wearing a really cool Henley from Ari Soho. Well, it's the beginning of summer, so I'm kind of celebrating. So I just have a Henley t-shirt on, but it's really cool though.
I say what you have on the bottom? It's the diesel.
It's the usual suspect.
Well, Edgy, welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us. We're also joined by our European fashion contributor and fashion expert, Francisca Marzilli. Francisca, welcome to the show.
Hello, Liz. Hi.
Hi. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, Bella. How are you?
Ciao, Bella. How are you? And what are you wearing? And what's who made your clothes? Let's just start there.
I'm very, very fine, and there is a very warm, warm weather, 40 degrees Celsius, and I'm wearing a dress, a popeline dress, with and I converted my high heels in the flip flops.
Oh, wow.
I cannot walk on heels with this worm.
But is that the convertible, you know, the convertible high heel they have these days that you can actually convert? A lot of brands are now doing that, where you can actually wear it as a heel and then just push it in and it can be flat. So you can kind
of course,
play around with
course.
It. So is that what you're wearing?
I'm wearing a flip flop.
Oh, so it's not a convertible. Come on. You got
to
hope.
No. I wanted to present it like a trick, but
it didn't work out.
I can't apply.
Well, thank you for joining us once again, and welcome to the show. Now, I'd also love to welcome my special guests. We are joined by two really special guests. So we have Stephen Okoth on the line from Kenya. Stephen, are you here with us?
Yeah, I'm here with you, Liz.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Welcome to the show, and thank you for joining us.
I'm very grateful for today.
Yeah, no problem. Stephen, what are you wearing, and who made your clothes? Let's just start there, because no one gets away with that. We care about what you're wearing, and we'll make sure that there's a picture that we can actually share and tweet to our listeners who care about what we wear and who makes our clothes.
Okay, at the moment I'm wearing a green coat and a multicolor shirt and a yellow pair of trousers. Mm-hmm. And the designers of my clothes are, one is DJ Mavazi, is the one who did this shirt. Mm-hmm. And my pair of trousers, but the coat, I just bought it at Gikomba Market. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a logo. Who did the design?
Very nice. You know what I really love about what you're doing, and for those of you who are tuned in for the first time, is first of all, what I find, what I want to sort of compare to Stephen is the fact that I think he's very progressive. And I say he is progressive because he lives and he's grown up. He's not bound by where he grew up. What he was exposed to as he was growing up, but he's actually decided to go beyond and move beyond and refuse to allow what is his day-to-day routine, what is his day-to-day reality in Kibera to actually affect his destiny. So I think for me, it's very commendable, Stephen, what you're doing. And it's very interesting to also see, guys, I promise you, I will show you some. I will keep tweeting. And for those of you who are in studio, we will share some of Stephen's pictures, but he's very eclectic and he's very just fashion driven in such an amazing way. So thank you so much for joining us, Stephen. And then obviously we have our last but not only special guest in studio with me today. I know that we have come way back. We kind of met like I think 3-4 years ago, and then we just kind of lost touch. And that's how small this Johannesburg city can be, where you just don't see people for so long. But I just want to welcome again Kelebogile Mabunda, who is definitely, like I said, she's a PR force to reckon with. She's worked a lot on a couple of fashion concepts, and we're going to be plugging in more around her. Welcome to the show. What are you wearing and who made your clothes?
Thank you, Liz.
You didn't see that coming, did you?
No, I didn't. I'm just wearing like a jersey dress with a sleeveless tassel jacket and boots and stockings. And only one designer and the rest is commercial, like Zara and H&M. But this tassel sleeveless jacket is made by a local designer, Kateri and George.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you're keeping warm and just obeying this weather as well today. Today is a bit chilly. Anyway, so guys, it's so good to have us together. I want to just quickly give a bit of insights around the fact that I feel like being brought up in a slum or a lifestyle that's not comfortable and easy does not actually mean that your life is over, because here are some serial fashion entrepreneurs who have been rising and have risen beyond their environments. And I just want to share three of these top fashion people and plus obviously a bonus. Now, Forever 21 founder Do Won Chang worked as a janitor, as a gas station attendant, and then in a coffee shop when he first moved to the US. Today, his net worth is valued at about $5 billion. So that's just an example. And then you've got Ralph Lauren, who graduated high school in the Bronx, but later dropped out of college to join the army. And then it was while working as a clerk at Brooks Brothers that he questioned whether men were ready for wider and brighter designs in ties. And then the year he decided to make his dream a reality, in 1967, he actually sold $500,000 worth of ties. Someone please tell me we're not playing. And then I want to go to, I'm not even done yet, I've got one more, and then a bonus. Luxury goods mogul Francois Pinault, who is now the face of fashion conglomerate Kering, that's formerly PPR. At one time, he had to quit high school in 1974 because he was teased so harshly for being poor. Now, as a businessman, Pinault is known for his predator tactic, which includes buying smaller farms for a fraction of the cost when the market crashed. And he eventually started PPR. Now, you guys who don't know what that is, you need to Google it. That PPR owns high-end fashion houses, including Gucci, Stella McCartney, Alexander McQueen, Yves Saint Laurent, and on and on. So those are my three heroes of people who are literally the game changers and innovators who were never really caught up with what they had to do to get to where they are today. Oprah Winfrey, we all know, is the queen of the queen. She's the Don. She was born into a poor family in Mississippi, but that didn't even stop her from winning a scholarship to Tennessee State University and becoming the first African-American TV correspondent in the state at 19. Net worth at $2.9 billion. So guys, there's so many stories we can tell all day long, but we just want to go ahead and plug in. The reason I'm sharing these stories is because I have a feeling Stephen is one of these people. 20 years from now, I have a feeling we'll be looking and saying, okay, look at where this boy came up. Look at what he did. Look at how he grew. Am I lying? Or guys, Edgy, why are you giggling?
No, because we are, as Africans, to be honest with you, we Stephen is just a picture of who we are, you know? Even your story, my story, we all have this. Where we grew up from, you know, just listening to the radio in Africa, in an African village, and you paint pictures out of this radio, out of this, what you hear, and this, you start to imagine yourself where you should never be. And, you know, that's why we are here, we are where we are, but it's all, you know, it's, you know, there's that drive, and there's that listening to illusions that you see. And I see that in Stephen, and I see that in us as Africans embracing fashion, which is in a way, the way it's portrayed is very is not modern to, is not native to us in a sense. But actually, fashion, Africa embodies fashion in so many ways. But in the way that we see it in the Western world, it's not native to us, you know.
You know what? It's beautiful and it's very profound what you're actually saying, because maybe we forget, or maybe we, I don't know what it is. But listen, for those of you who are tuned in, just a quick reminder, we've got my favorite segment at the end of our show called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? So feel free to share with us your who's, your why's. I call that the segment we use to unwind after heavy conversations. I also call it the red glass of wine for those who want to know. Now keep your tweets coming. We're at Fashion Lab AF on Instagram, on Twitter. Fashion Lab AF Twitter, Fashion Lab Africa Instagram and Facebook. We'd love to hear from you as we continue to dissect this conversation today. Now, I want to come straight to Madame who's sitting opposite me, very looking at me very intensely. Now, Kels, you've been in this space for such a long time, and you've been able to work successfully with brands, not just necessarily within the fashion scope, but beyond. What are your thoughts around, first of all, just this conversation of fashion conversations or fashion projects of building from a grassroots level, and sort of stories like Stevens? How do you feel you being socialized in South Africa? I know that we've got, for me right now, I know my only reference, one of my references here is Soweto Fashion Week, which I feel is very, has been a platform that has been set up to really, really pay attention to those people who have no access, have no. What are your thoughts just before we plug in Stephen to also just tap into his mind?
You know, Liz, I've worked with what I enjoy the most, especially in fashion, is working with undiscovered talent. And even when we met, it was a platform that was given to people that are not signed, people that don't have access to funds and access to visibility. The boiling point is you need to start. Whether you're from this background or whatever, the point is when you start and you stick to what the vision, the goal is, you will get there. And this is how I even see Steven. When you told me about him, I was like, oh my goodness. I actually remember reading an article on BBC, you know, and I was like, he knew what he loved. It was passion fueled, and he stuck to it until somebody recognized him, but he didn't wait for that person to recognize him for him to keep doing it. Same with Soweto Fashion Week. I mean, it's been a platform for many designers that are now showcasing at the likes of AFI or SA Fashion Week. So it's one of those boiling point where you people start, and then they access those platforms, and then they continue to go for that vision, for that goal. So for me, it's really beautiful to see brands start from scratch and work with brands that are starting from a grassroots level. I've worked with the likes of Orapele Modutle. I've worked with, and I've seen him grow, and now he is huge. I've worked with Kateri and George, and I've also seen them grow from nothing to something amazing. So it's very beautiful to I always say to all my clients, you need to stick to what you why the reason why you started. And don't deviate, and don't look at why am I not getting the same attention as that other person. Stick to the goal and keep doing it, and stay true to what your brand is and who you are.
Now, thank you. Now, for those who are, again, I just want to do justice because I didn't really introduce you, and whoever's thinking, what is she talking about? I just want to show you how heavy the girl is. But she is the founder and director of KLM Publicity, which was set up in 2013. It's a boutique communications firm specializing in social media management, reputation management, publicity, and media relations. Now, this young Kels we are talking to right here, she's definitely a young creative. She's definitely had a wide interest in various fields that include public relations, media marketing, fashion and events management. She holds a career background of working and freelancing for companies such as Africa Fashion International, Sky's the Limit, Events Management, Text 100. You heard, what is it? You
Have
heard
you heard?
Have you heard word of mouth marketing agency, Media 24, brand ambassadors, PR firm, and consulting for Teuton Communications. The list goes on, but the reason we are here with you is to just be able to also tap and pick your mind, because these conversations are really nice to have with some sort of wider variety of different stakeholders within this game,
True.
because you bring in some really cool insights, and we also just get to have this conversation on this level. Now, before I go and expand further to the others, I want to actually properly introduce Stephen. Now, those let's talk about, you know, we'll talk about his love for fashion and everything. But Stephen, I also obviously came across the BBC. I checked that out and I thought, wow. But besides, before I introduce him, first of all, I want everyone to just know that we come from the same place. So we come from like the Luo tribe in Kenya. And it's a very special thing.
Special for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like yesterday I was speaking to him. And then today when I spoke to him, I was like, why am I not speaking to this boy in Luo? I mean, we should just be vibing in Luo all day long and eating fish. Because that's what we do by the lakeside where I come from. Yeah. But anyway, so we talk about progressive. Growing up and living in Kibera can easily pull one down, I think. And those who haven't been to Kibera, you know, I'll tell you that for sure. It may not look easy, may not be easy, but he's definitely a rising star who has refused to let his environment put him down. His clothes are just like, oh my gosh, his look and the way he puts his fashion together is definitely something to talk about. Bright clothes sourced from local secondhand markets have actually turned him into a local personality. So there's so much we can talk about. He's a photographer, he's a filmmaker, he won the Tasca Beer Photographers Photography Award in 2017. 11 film awards since 2012. He loves fashion. You know, he's gained a huge following in his hood just because of his unique swag. So it's really nice to have you on the show today, Stephen. And I just want to go straight into your love for fashion. Every morning when you get up, before we go talk about the photography, who is your inspiration? Like, how do you, when you wake up, who do you think about before you put on the orange shirt and the stripe thing and the thing and you know, and step out? Who's your inspiration for your fashion and your styling?
Okay. Personally, I can't say I have somebody who inspires me. Anyone who wears anything that is bright in his or her own world inspires me. So you see, because like you identify this person from far. Most people, like from now where we are, I'm from, we always believe that when you wear bright clothes, you are from the Kamba community. And that's a challenge that most people don't want to be associated with, you see. So most people wouldn't like to be like associated with the Kamba community because of maybe one, two, three things about them. It's me personally, anyone who is like, or anything that is brighter in color always attracts me like a bee, you see. So I believe in brightness. You see, that's why like when I wake up in the morning, I'll go to my wardrobe and check out which pair of trousers will be.
Can I ask you, is it a mood thing or is it just picking what looks or feels right? Or is it according to your mood?
It's not according to the mood personally. With me, I think it's what fits me. If let's say today I feel like wearing a red trouser, I'll go and find from my wardrobe which shirt or t-shirt will fit this. You see, and again, what I say about this kind of outfit that I'm going to wear today? Like, I'm trying to bring some controversy to the people's mind in Kibera. That's the reason as well. I'll try to like block colors so that they can have some conversation at my back.
I like that.
Are you not trying to inspire them, or are you trying to have them talk? Listen, Stephen, growing up in Kibera, which is obviously the largest urban slum in Africa, how did you manage to stay focused to fulfill your dream no matter what? Because that's really, that is a very heavy part of this conversation. Mm-hmm. Because how do you actually just stay focused and keep moving despite everything else that's pulling everyone else within your space down?
Okay, first of all, you have to know whatever goal you want to achieve in life. That's the reason as to why I've decided to be like different from the people of Kibera, the other youths from Kibera. So another, like, I have, like, my parents, they grew me up with the hope of, like, this is the boy, or this is my child will one day sort us out, you see. Because the condition that my parents are living were not, like, that good condition. So I've been always thinking by myself, how can I get my mom out of this place? How can I get myself out of this place, you see? So these kind of things always ring in my mind every day, you see. So when I work, when I do anything like negative, when I do something negative, I feel like it haunts me every day. Because my mom would like get the story, then you'll see her tomorrow in bed. She has like heart problem. So mm-hmm. such kind of things makes me feel like, okay, I should not be doing this. And again, I've been into like this street life, and I felt like, okay, whatever I'm doing, it makes me like, it makes people hate me in the community. You see, so at times you are in a problem. It's like, for example, you find a cheetah dipping his head in a pot, and it can't help itself. You can't help it, because maybe when you break the pot, it will eat you. So it's that's the same way people took me.
Okay.
When I have a problem, they won't like want to help me, because they think that, okay, I'll help him and tomorrow he'll still like affect me. So I always like felt like, okay, I'm always left out. So I decided to come up with a way to like change their mind so that they can welcome me back to the society. So another, and that one, I decided to now do something different from what the others are doing. And that's when I a friend of mine introduced me to a film school. It's called Kibera Film School. And when I went there, so they told me that I should not, if I want to like really focus in whatever I want to do, I have to stay with them in the school. And I really found it very difficult, because by then I was into drugs. So I used to be there and like try to focus doing different things and every day. So it has been a challenge on my side. And it has been a challenge to convince these people. But after these awards that I have been getting from the films that I've been doing, it really like motivated me and made me think I have a power, and I have to work on this power so that the whole world and people around me should know that this guy is useful and very important. So that's how I came up to be different from the people.
Okay, so Stephen, I wanna also just add on before I pick Edgy's mind and Francisca. Do you know that you are a role model, and you know that now you have a responsibility? Because being blessed or being in a position where you're able to move ahead beyond others is actually, it comes with a responsibility. So it's not just like stardom is not just stardom, and being popular and being famous or being a personality in your space is not just, there's two sides to it. It's great that you are the star, but at the same time, it is up to you now to take responsibility. And unfortunately, not everybody can, but there's some of us who have to. When immediately you step up the ladder, you are responsible. So one of the things I want to just find out from you before we pick Edgy and Francisca's minds and insights around this conversation is, do you, being a photographer, being a filmmaker, being what everything that you've achieved so far, have you made sure that without just rising outside of your community, that you're actually making sure that you can hold a few hands to rise with you? Meaning, maybe it could be just pulling out some extra help from your community when it comes to maybe looking for temps and people to help in a shoot. What are you doing, or what responsibility are you taking to be able to make sure that as you continue to climb the ladder because of your focus, that you're actually holding a few hands? What are you doing about that?
Okay, Liz, what I believe is that no one stands alone and no one is an island. So I'm always involving my fellow youths from Kibera to at least help me when I do like a photo shoot. I'll call like three youths, one to be holding a reflector or even a light on this side, and maybe another one will be doing like makeup for my model, you see. So this thing involves my fellow youths into the kind of activity that I'm doing in Kibera. And it has motivated a lot of youths. Most of them are now into photography, even if I'm not the one who have trained them. They'll find schools outside there, or even people who can like help them and train them into, like, show them how to be photographers or filmmakers. So, like you are saying, I'm now like a role model. Most people believe that whatever I do is the right thing, like most of these youths from Kibera. And whenever like I post something, like currently there's this story that I'd posted about a kid who needed some help. And I've seen lots of people, like even the area MP, like commenting on the post, and like he went and helped this kid. So you see, such kind of thing makes people believe that, okay, this guy has some power and this guy is going in the right way. So they'll always believe that whatever I do is right. And so it will make me as Stephen to always work on my way, so that it cannot, I should not show anything negative to them, and they'll maybe do it tomorrow. So I'll always be doing the right thing to make them also be on the right side. So I've also been campaigning through photography on drug and substance abuse. If you see on my Twitter and so all this has helped, and some of the youth do call me, how can I do this? And you see, and I even speak to the NACADA guys so that they can give these kids or even these youth some help. So I believe that now I've been like the face of Kibera to some point, most people are now like focusing on what next, what am I going to do next, so that they can follow, you see.
It's very nice. Yeah. We're grateful for that. Francisca, I'd love to hear from you. You're very quiet, and I know that you're sitting in Lisbon. Are you in Lisbon or in Milano?
I am very quiet. Today I'm in Lisbon.
Today you're in Lisbon. Now, Francisca, I'm sure you're plugging in and also listening to these conversations. And the fact that when we speak grassroots or when we speak fashion from a different level, it's not subject to, it's not bound by regions, it's not bound by countries or continents. In fact, all the examples I gave today, I actually didn't find. I tried to research a bit to find some African stories documented, but I didn't find any. But here are billionaires who are literally have made their way up from like nothing to like everything. What are your thoughts around this conversation, and what sort of comparison, when you look at your side of the world, do you actually see? Do you experience stories like this? And if you don't, then, you know, what's your insight around this conversation in whatever form or way you want to bring it?
First, I want to say that I'm really charmed and I'm really moved somehow from the things I've heard up to now. Especially for the life experience of the Stephen that I can say I admire a lot since the first lines I read about him. For sure, similar stories like these exist here in Europe too. Possibly the difference is the environment. Possibly some stories like this don't have the same relief in the European environment. But this not take off the importance of this kind of experience. And it's amazing to hear how for Stephen in this case is very important and motivating every day to be an example to follow for a lot of people. Animating to do better and better, and this is amazing. I guess this is the most amazing part of all the conversation. If we could all reflect on this, I'm convinced that words could be a better place to be.
Thank you, Francisca. Thank you, Francisca. Yeah. Edu, what are your thoughts around this again? And like I said, you're operating in a different market. But like I said, one of the really interesting things Francisca has mentioned is the fact that the effect may not be the same because of what it actually, you know, when you say you're relieved, what is relief and how, you know, it measures differently based on where you're coming from and what this does to you to put you to the next level. Edu, what's your insight today as we talk?
I think what is really profound about this conversation today is just how you can see the importance of just a person's mind, you know, how we think, how our mind can take us places. And I'm so happy that we have Fashion Lab and we can sit here and we can listen to Stephen. Because today we wanted to talk about fashion personalities. And sometimes society just thinks that when you're fashionable and loud and shiny, you are not serious, you know? But Stephen
Somehow
has given,
superficial.
yes,
Sorry.
Stephen is showing that actually behind all of that, it's just the everyday African boy, the everyday human boy that is struggling to be a good role model, is trying to be a good son and daughter to his parents or parents, and it's just so profound. So I'm really, really like blown away to hear his story because I can relate to this story almost 100%, you know, from where I grew up to where I am, you know. So I can relate to the power of dream, to the power of your illusion, like taking you somewhere, you know? And I'm totally so happy that today he has shown that you can be a fashion personality, you can be loud and responsible and heavy and substantial, you know? So it's just so much that being able to hear him has done. I mean, for a lot of people who are listening also. So I'm just happy that we have Fashion Lab and that we can do this. And I think this is just it's really beautiful.
I want to just say that I feel like this is rehabilitation through fashion. And I think for me, again, one of the things that has touched, I mean, like Stephen's story just touches me so deep. But one of the things also to add on is when you say you've been a junkie, you've been this, you've been that, but you're still on the road. And he's 25, so he's not like what, but he's still on the road and on the journey. And he's now conscious enough to say, I'm not longer doing that. I'm actually, yes. And he's even conscious enough to know that I can't do this and I cannot do that because that's going to affect my mom and she's going to have a heart attack. No. So the responsibility that's coming with his drive and his hunger to succeed is to me so powerful. And I feel like these are the rehabilitation through fashion stories that we should be telling because it's amazing. I feel like fashion is his sort of rehab. And through fashion, there's that other extension. When we speak about the value chain, we go beyond just what you wear. He's actually working as a photographer, so he's behind the lens capturing stories as well, which is also quite inspiring and I think quite therapeutic. So I think for me, this is a very touching story. And, you know, I have a my brother, my first oldest brother, my brother. He's actually he is a junkie. He's been a junkie for about 26 years, and he actually hangs around Kibera. And it's shocking because people say, "Oh my God, how does that work?" And I can't say to you that I'm not a child who was brought up in Kibera. I know Kibera, but because I am Kenyan and I was born and raised for some of my life in Nairobi. And when you understand what Kibera is, like for me, it actually puts tears into my eyes. And when I think about you, Stephen rehabilitating from being a junkie, you know, so going through that path, there's things people try, and then there's people who stick, and then there's people who move on. So for me, what Stephen is doing has touched me in such a deep way, in a deeper way. And I wish that, for all the people who are lost in Kibera, especially the young creative people, that they can somehow find a way to rehabilitate. Let's talk to you. Do you t talk to us and tell us what you're
You know
what's
what?
going
What
on?
I love the most is the fact that he took something that was so negative and he reshaped his life to something so positive and so beautiful and so inspiring. The fact that he still goes beyond and find other people to, you know, mentor or groom and say, come hold a light. It might inspire you to tomorrow to do something different with your life. I'm not saying come and be a photographer, but he knows what it takes to be that young person, as much as he's still young himself. But he took his background, which was so negative, and all the wrongdoings that was influenced around him growing up, and he shaped it into something so beautiful and inspiring. And when you say he, fashion is his rehab, and now he's that rehabilitation center, it's like for everybody, come through. You know, I've done it. I'm growing out of it, and I'm becoming a better person. But I love the fact that he's now bringing other young kids and saying, you know
Let's
what,
do it.
it's possible. You know, it's possible to get out of it. It's because people, especially people that are addicted to things. They are junkies. They're like, oh, it's not possible to get out. It's possible to get out and even have a way better life after that, you know, negative impact in your life. And he's a true testimony of the fact that you can get out. You can be responsible. You can be an influential person in your community and inspire other people to do better with their lives, whether it's in the creative industry or other professions. You know, I love the fact that he used fashion for, which is using it so boldly as a male person, you know, because not everybody will say, I'm going to wear colors and stand in front of, like, there's a picture that is stuck in my head that he took in front of like slums and he looks amazing and outstanding. And, you know, so he I love his story. I mean, Stephen, you're so inspiring. I wish you understood exactly your power
of what you're doing.
And you see it so small, and the way you're talking, it's like he takes it so light, like you know, they'll just come and hold something. But that's power, that you're able to impact somebody else's life through your journey.
I think, guys, when we finish this show, we should start a hashtag called Fashion Rehabilitation, or Rehabilitation Through Fashion, or something. Because when I think about rehabilitation and rehabilitation centers, even when it comes to just getting people back on track, getting them out of their addictive, whatever it is they're on, I feel that rehabs are actually like prisons. Well, I haven't been to a rehab or a well, I've gone to visit someone there, but I haven't been. So I don't understand. I'm just inspired that this maybe could be the new black in the rehab world, because maybe this is where people find freedom. Rehab is not get confined and get locked in. That's not rehab. That's actually prison. But that's what rehab is using for rehab, especially here in Africa. So it's very refreshing. Now, I want to come back to you, Stephen, because we are talking a lot around this conversation. But what would you say is your message to all the young people who are tuned into the show today and feel like their hope is gone because of their circumstances that may be deemed unfortunate? What would be your message to those who are listening today who feel like it's not happening?
Okay, my message is that everyone should be themselves. If you are yourself, it means that you're original. And if you're original, nobody is going to be like you. You're just going to be yourself, and nobody will ever do something that you can do, no matter what. You see, they'll either copy-paste it, but they won't do it to the perfection the way you do it. So if there's something you're doing out there as a youth, and you're struggling, you're thinking or asking yourself, how can I make it? Or can I do it like the other guy? Just do whatever you feel makes you happy. Then a time will come that somebody outside there is going to see it. Like, personally, I didn't know like BBC would, or even the African Lab will see my story and call me. You see, it's a challenge for me. Even when I post it on Facebook and my friends from Kibera see such kind of thing, they are like motivated. You can go and check on my Facebook page. They are there speaking every day.
Yes.
Because they feel motivated. And the reason as why I post these things is not to go and brag off to them.
Yeah.
I don't want to brag to somebody. I just need to tell them that they are able. They can do it. You see, you can change your life as long as you believe in yourself and the passion or even the power that you have in you. And from there, then let the other things work out themselves. So believe in yourself and always be original. Don't listen to what other people say, because others might be like talking words that might be discouraging you. Like, for instance, me personally, people have been calling me names with the kind of clothes I've been wearing. Others have been saying this guy, like, he's a lost guy. He doesn't know what he's doing, because they believe that, okay, if you wear this kind of clothes, then you are the top. So you find everybody in my hood, like, they're all looking the same. There's nothing unique in them. So with me, I like break that rule. And when I break that rule, they'll see, oh, you see this chief in this guy, man. He thinks that, you see. So they'll be talking at your back. But now, because the world has seen my style, you'll see, like, people even ask me, where do you get your clothes? Where do you get those pants, the yellow pants? You see, and I tell them, okay, go to this guy, or you can go to this place, and you see. So if I tell them like that, they'll go there and find those things, and tomorrow you'll see people now like into all this kind of colorful clothes that are I'm doing personally.
Stephen, where can we see the future of Stephen Okoth in the next 5 years? Where do we? What can we expect from you?
Oh, I believe that, like you were saying, you're talking about the fashion rehab.
We spoke about that briefly because we are all touched, and I feel like we're on the same wavelength, and we could do something. We could start a movement, just the five of us as is, and it could actually spread across the world. That's how you start movements. You start it with a hashtag, and we keep it flowing, and we can. Nothing prevents us from that. But what can we expect from you in the next 5 years, or what are you looking to achieve in the next 5 years?
My achievement is to make sure that I'm going to change the lives of people in Kibera. I'm going to make sure that the youths of Kibera are going to be in the right channel, because they'll believe in whatever I'll be saying. As long as you don't command them, speak to them smoothly. Tell them, okay, this is right and this is not right.
Smooth operation.
Most of us, the reason most of us don't, like, we don't follow whatever people tell us is because we are using the command note. And the command note don't work with those people who have grown up. They feel like, okay, you think I'm a kid. Mm-hmm. To hell with your advice. But if you speak to them smoothly, take somebody even individually. If you can work with even friends or even single person, and you'll talk to him today, he'll change. Then the other guy will see, what did you do? He spoke to me. What did he tell you? Like, that message will be going. It will reach more and more and more.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Stephen.
Like, giving that authority to them won't work. And so I believe that in 5 years from now, when I'll speak to these people and show them the kind of things that I'm doing, they'll have to change.
They'll be inspired. Thank you.
Because no one wants a bad life.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Yeah. It's been great. And I know that we can go on and on and on. However, we are coming to that time where we have to sort of wind up. How can our audience connect with you? Could you just share either your website or your handles on social media?
Okay, I'm Ondivo Photography on Facebook and Ondivo Photography on Instagram, and on Twitter I'm at Ondivo. Like, if you just Google Ondivo,
Google the boy, guys.
If you Google Ondivo, everything about Ondivo, because I think I'm the only Ondivo. It's a unique name. I was given by the youth from Kibera because they believe that I'm always in a movement. You see? Nice. And again, Ondivo, meaning I'm in the vow of telling our stories, speaking to the world, representing Kibera to the world.
You boy, so you go on with your bad self. You know what, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us. We are at that point where I have to come back to Kels and say, Kels, we haven't had so much conversation. We'll definitely invite you back again on another day. But at this given moment, if our listeners want to connect with you, how do they connect?
Okay, so on social media, all platforms, it's Kels Mabunda. And my company's website is www.klmpublicity.com, and on social media, KLM Publicity.
It's so great. It's been really nice having you guys. Now, Francisca and Edgy, I did not ignore you today. It was just we had a few glitches in the earlier on, but we are here and we are loving it, and we have been able to still connect. Now, our last Ting Ting, who would you want to dress and why? I don't need more than 30 seconds of this. So we're going to start with Francisca. Who would you want to dress and why today?
I would dress one of my favorite singers, that is Anglo-Nigerian, Shade Adu.
Uh-huh. Hey, auntie, you're not playing. It's nice. Nice. I want to go to Kels. Kels, who would you want to dress and why today?
Right now, I want to change Babes Oduma's wardrobe.
Whose wardrobe?
Babes Oduma. I think she has a beautiful body and she just doesn't dress well for it.
Ooh, okay. And we are happy to also help those who are disadvantaged in the wardrobe element of things. But okay, cool. Stephen, who would you want to dress and why if you're given an opportunity to dress someone today?
I'll want to dress the Street Boys.
And why?
And the reason as well, I want to dress the Street Boy, I want to bring out the kind of, you see, they are always normal with those big and funny clothing. I want to bring out another another type of swag within them.
Okay.
I want to dress them.
Okay, thank you so much. Edgy, who would you want to dress and why?
Definitely Stephen. Yeah. He has everything we would Everything I would need for time.
I today want to dress opera, because actually when we were talking about the billionaires that came from nothing, and I thought, you know, that is very inspiring. So I would want to dress opera and just put her in something kind of a Liz twist to it. I kind of see her in a different style, but I'd love to push her to something else. But guys, it's been so good having this conversation. For those who are tuned in, we're on www.fashionlabafrica.com. Thank you, Kels. Thank you, Steven. Thank you, Francisca and Edgy as well, for your contributions and insights. Highly appreciated. And this is us. Peace and love until next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.
cliffcentral.com.